Sequestration earlier this year triggered automatic federal spending cuts, and some agencies turned to furloughs as a way to balance the budget. The Department of Defense asked civilian employees to take 11 furlough days, but has now reduced it to 6 days. About 700 Wisconsin National Guard employees are affected by the furloughs. This includes people from technicians at Volk Field to those who work in human resource offices. Wisconsin National Guard spokesman Major Paul Rickert says even with the reduced hours, Guard members and equipment were ready if they were needed. But Rickert says they did have to prioritize duties differently.
Having those furloughs reduced will have a great impact, not only on their ability to get their jobs done, but also on a personal level from financial hardship that they may have been having to undertake because of the furloughs. So it's a significant change.
At Fort McCoy, about 1,500 employees have been working four-day weeks since July. Spokeswoman Linda Fournier says this has resulted in $1.8 million in lost wages.
Also, the fact that this is our absolute busiest time, and, you know, we have soldiers who, you know, looked to us for their services, and we weren't able to provide those services because people were on furlough or there were short staff.
The new federal fiscal year begins October 1st. Fournier says they're still not sure if furloughs will resume then. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.